Blog Talk Radio.
on. Thank you all for joining in on tonight. This is the second Monday of the month, and I'm excited about what God is doing in the beginning of this year. We have started off a little rocky here in America. We started off with a little uprising, but you know, one thing I have to say is God is God. And this year, 2021, I believe is going to be the year of the new beginning of our walk with Christ, our belief in Christ, our testimony about Christ, everything that has to do with God showing up and showing out in our life. I believe 2021 is going to be the first year that America is to remember that on the walls of our court system, on the back in front of our monies, and in anything, in everything we do, we have on it, in God we trust. So I believe this is going to be the year that we stand on that hashtag, in God we trust. We got to get that down in our spirit, in God we trust. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the plan that God has for my life, your life in America. I'm excited because, like I said, hashtag in God we trust. Let me do a check on the line to see if the man of God is on the line with us as of yet. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Pastor, are you going to pray? Do you want me to pray, or do you want to just get right into it?
You go ahead and do your normality. I'll sit and wait for a few moments.
Okay, are we going to be on Facebook Live?
Yes, we are. We're going to be on Facebook Live.
Okay, well, while Pastor's setting that up, you all just touch and agree with me. Get your Bibles, get your pencils, your pads, your notebooks. Send out that quick reminder to your family and friends to tune in on tonight, because I believe God has put a word in this man of God's life on tonight for to release us into that place of deliverance, because in this time and season we're going to have to walk in deliverance, because hashtag in God we trust. Let's go into prayer. Father God, we come to you right now, God, on our hands, our knees. We're laying out before you, God, asking you to forgive us of every sin that we have committed by commission and omission. God, we're asking you to saturate our spirit with your spirit, oh God. We're asking you to cover us from head to toe, front to back, God. We're asking you to let us think before we speak. If we're not speaking life into people, over people, around people, and about people, God, don't let us speak. God, teach us how to be quiet, even in the place where somebody's waiting for to hear what we have to say. God, because we know sometimes silence, and silence is something that speaks stronger and louder than words. God, we just trust you right now, God. We trust you for everything, God. I believe that this is the year that you are going to show up and show out. I believe that this is the year that you will have the rocks, even the people that don't believe, to cry out that God is God, God is still alive, and God is yet doing what God do. God, you don't need no help, God, but I'm calling your people to a place of praise, praise like never before. God, cover every household. Cover every parent, whether they're a double parent house or a single parent house. God, I'm just asking you to cover every child, every husband right now that's walking in a place of unbelief, God. Cover every wife that's walking in a place of unbelief, God. Cover them to let them know that only you and you only can bring things to pass. God, you will bring those dreams to place. You will let them see their dreams come true. God, we just... Oh, God, we're just throwing our hands up right now saying, God, I love you. God, I love you. God, I trust you. God, we ask you to cover America right now in this place of separation, in this place of disarmament, in this place of discord. God, we just ask you to cover us, bring us back together, God, where we are one nation under God. Bring us back together, God, where we stand on the forefront of the words that we put on our courts and our schools and our money, that in God we trust. God, take us back to that place where we can trust you with all things, God. Let us know that we will preach your word, teach your word, and walk in your word throughout the world, God, in every corners of the world. Your word will be heard, will be witnessed, and will be lived. God, we just trust you right now, God. Teach us how to ask our inner man to strengthen us when we can't be, when we don't know we can be strengthened. Teach us how to ask our inner man to stand up for us, God, when we don't even know that we need to stand. God, just teach us how to be in a place that we are looking for your word. We know how to find your word. Teach us how to want to pray and ask you for a desire to learn your word that we could know what to say, God. Teach us how to minister to ourselves, oh God. Teach us how to forgive ourselves one to another, God. Teach us how to forgive ourselves, oh God, most definitely. Teach us how to ask you for forgiveness, oh God, from our whole heart, meaningly. God, we ask you these things in your son Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name we believe it is so. Amen. So for all of you that don't know, Servant Pastor Troy Thomas is the speaker tonight. Servant Pastor Troy Thomas has a testimony. Servant Pastor Troy Thomas is walking in the word that God has put in his heart and his spirit. So for those that don't know, this is the man. For those that do know, get ready to give this man the honor that is so deserving, the honor that is needed, to pray for him as he ministers on tonight, that he will walk in the place that God has told him to walk, and he will say what God has told him to say. In Jesus' name, it is on, and tonight it is on. Get ready, people. Pastor is in your hands.
All right. God bless you, and thank you so very much. I'm going to start my Facebook Live. Excuse me, I put some lotion on my face because my face looks dry. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, God, so very much for being patient with us. And we have been resting today because we have been doing quite a few things, and our body has been like, okay, sit down, be still. I'm doing so much. So we're starting our Facebook Live as well. God bless you. Thank you for joining us again, once again, here on the second Tuesday of the month. We do our Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. We get a chance to minister to the people, to encourage the people, to uplift the people, to instruct the people, to give revelation and knowledge to the people of God and to the people as a whole. I thank Apostle Alex Cecilia Kaiser for trusting us to speak a word from God for his people. Thank God for Minister Sylvia Kaiser, better known as Renee. Thank God I see Minister Mother Margot McCoy on here, as well as a few other people. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. I shall not be long. Let's not talk a long time. I just want to talk about, I'm going to say it, do it for the vast. We're going to talk about, let's do it for the vast. We know there's a song that was out, and it says, do it for the vast. I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vast. I ain't going to do it. Good evening to everyone. God bless you, everybody. Once again, let's go to John, the 15th chapter, 1 through 7. John, the 15th chapter, 1, verses 1 through 7. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise, give your name the glory and the honor. We're so grateful once again for allowing us to talk about your goodness, your greatness. Father, to help pull us out of a place that we were in that was not successful for us. But Father, we ask you to give us the success we need, give us the peace, the love we need, give us the instruction that we need so that we're able to go to the hedges and the highways, to compel men to come unto you. Father, word our mouth, anoint our mouth. Give us what we need, how to say it, and why we need to say it. Let us have a listening ear, a heart to receive, and a mind to understand. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Let your anointing and your glory be on this word tonight. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. I might be a little winded, excuse me. Then I'm a little bronchial issue, but we know that God can heal, and he will heal. Ooh-wee. We know that cranberry juice, Jesus, it's bitter, but it's necessary. Once again, I'm going to talk about do it for the vine. And it seems kind of comical. It seems to be a little different, but I want to give you what God gave me concerning this. About do it for the vine. Do me a favor, if you're here on Facebook Live with me, type in the comment section, do it for the vine. Do it for the vine. All right? John 15, 1 through 7. Let's read the word of God. It says, I am the true vine. Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth much fruit. Now ye are clean to the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I am him, and I in him, and the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If any man abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Once again, let's talk about doing it for the vine. I want to talk about the somebody wrote the song, and it says, do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. So they're saying, Patrick, God bless you, man. You have praying for you and your church family. I'm just saying, well, it was comical. It was a nice little dance. It was a nice little thing that was going on. And my perception, they were saying, do it anyway. You say, well, let's do it for the vine. Yeah, I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. So basically, what it's saying in these many words is simply this. Push past what you normally would do. It may seem strange to you, may be comical to you. You may not want to do it, but do it anyway. Sometimes we're in a position where we don't always want to obey what God is saying. We don't always understand what God is saying, but God is saying, push past, do it. Because when you're connected to me, then I'll come through for you. Once again, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That's the first verse. The seventh verse says, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. What it's saying, basically, what we want to talk about today is, pray along with me, is that we have to stay connected. Basically, what it's saying is, it's talking about the connection of God. I honest to God, in times in our life, we have lost the connection with God. We have lost connection, not just with God, but with people. We have lost connection with our children, with our husband, with our wives. Marriages fail because we lose the connection. Or sometimes we don't have the right connection. So we lose these connections, and what we have esteemed to be stable in our life, what we have esteemed to be a part of our life, begins to wither away. Once again, it talks about that when it's withered, the sixth verse says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them in the fire, and they are burnt. We lose the connections. We have not made sure that our connection is strong. In a relationship, we often start dating. We talk a lot. We interact a lot. We get to know the person, what we should be doing. Get to know the person, their likes, their dislikes, their do's and their don'ts, with a family connection, what their parents did, what their grandparents did, and their children, if they have children, and their history, and not even what they did prior, what they're doing now. That is connection, to learn somebody, to get to know somebody, to see if they are the person that you want to go long term with. The time you take, you have patience to get to know who they are, and that way the connection grows. And sometimes if we don't take that time, how many times have you just dated a person and got to know the person? But as time go on, you realize you didn't really know who they were. There were times that I have been connected with people and connected some 6, 7, 8 years and really didn't get a chance to really know who they are because I didn't take the time to really get to learn them. You may spend time, like ticket time together, but no real quality time. See, here it is. It's talking about the connection from the root of a tree, from the vine of the tree. And from the branches thereof, then comes the fruit of the tree. It has to have a stable position. The stable position is when you put the seed, when the acorn of the tree, when the plant, the seed of the tree, it's really when it's put into the ground, then starts the roots. It goes this way first. It goes out. Then it goes up, stretches out. But we have to understand that connection must start at the base of the thing, so so that we're able for it to be stable. It has to be stable. It has to be rooted. It has to be grounded. If it's not rooted, if it's not grounded, then it has no real chance of growing, has no real chance of flourishing without being rooted. You must be rooted and grounded in God. You must be rooted and grounded in his word. The Bible says, his word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. Once again, here it is. The 7th verse of the 15th chapter of John says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will. If you abide in the word of the God, if you abide in what he's saying, what he requires of you, the Bible, the word of God will give you your strength that you need. The word of God will give you the foundation that you need. The word of God will give you the peace and the knowledge that's needed to get past the test. But you must stay connected. Do me a favor, those who are on here on Facebook Live, in the comment section, type in the comment section, get connected. You have to get connected to Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. We must get connected to Christ. We must get connected to the true vine. The true vine gives us the ability to stretch out and to bear fruit. Once again, if you have a tree that's not bearing fruit, that's just standing in one position, it's just wasting space and time. Sooner or later, it's going to die. And when it dies, it becomes a sight of sore eyes. It's a bad sight. It's something that's not worth dealing with, something that's not worth seeing. But we have to get to the point where if we have to be fruitful, the Bible says be fruitful and multiply. I know it was stating the fact, Pastor Gatson, it was talking about for us to get to have children, to multiply the world. But not only just naturally, we must produce spiritually. If you are still in the same place you are when you first got saved spiritually, there is something wrong. There's any baby that is born, you feed it milk. Bible talks about desiring the sincere milk of the word of God. That is fine. But after drinking some milk for so long, then you get teeth. How many times you see so many kids with teeth? Hey, they 4, 5, 6 years old still drinking milk like out of a bottle. And they're doing something that's wrong. There's some bad parenting going on. But then comes a time where we need meat. We need substance. We need something with some stability that's able to hold us, that's able to give us the nutrients, the vitamins that we need. Yes, milk is good, but we need some vegetables. We need some meat. We need some protein. We need some things that's going to help build our immune system so that when the devil comes, we are able to resist the devil. We're able to fight him off. And once again, it's the word of God that's going to give us what we need. But we must abide in the vine. We must abide in the word. The word abide means simply this. It means to accept or act in accordance with. We must accept what God is saying to us. We must act in accordance with the word. Once again, if it says, "Do not," the Ten Commandments, "Do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness against thy neighbors." These are things that we must apply in our life so that we are able to abide in the vine, to remain stable or fixed in a state of love that abideth with him in all days. Once again, we must abide with the true vine. Once again, we are an extension of the foundation of what God is doing in our life. I know sometimes we feel like I ain't on that. I don't feel like doing that. It's much, but too much is given, much is required. We must be in a place that we stay connected with God. So the Bible says he would not leave us ignorant of sin and devices, but we're only not left ignorant when we are connected. One thing I learned this is, and I said this before, is that I called my grandmother, my father's mother, Mama. And, of course, I called my own mother, Mama, too, as well. They would be in the house at the same time. And I would say, Mama. And they knew exactly which one I was talking about. They both would say, hung at the same time, because they understood there was a certain tone. I don't remember which tone it was, but they knew which tone meant which Mama. And so that's because they had a connection with me to understand who I was talking to. Once again, one time I was going out with some friends of mine, and my mother was getting to pray. And I don't know why she was praying. And when I got home and some things happened, she said, the devil came to me and said he was going to kill you tonight. But I began to pray for you. I began to ban the devil because she had a connection with God. I did not have the connection. So I did not see death coming. I did not know the devil was coming for me and that light to take my life. But she had a connection with God on my behalf. So then my life was spared because of the connection that she had with God. That's the same connection that we must get. The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, so when they get older, it won't depart. Sometimes we have lost, Prophet Brian, we have lost the connection with God, and the devil is blindsided us because our connection is weak. Our connection is weak. Not only is our connection weak, there's a shortage somewhere in that connection. Anytime you plug any device up, anytime you plug it up in your phone, your iPad, your fan, your TV, and you plug it into the outlet, and this particular outlet has a short in it, you're not going to be able to receive power that you need because there is a disconnection. There is a interference behind the wall. We have to get behind the wall, which is the inner parts of our heart and our soul, to say, Lord, where have we lost the connection? I need to get connected with you. Apostle Brandon Doris, the connection that we have had has been weak. The wires are old, hallelujah. The wires are damaged because there have been things that we have taken in behind the wall that have eaten away, that have wear and tear, that have gotten old, and we need to be replaced. Once again, the Bible says there is one baptism, but there are many refillings. We need to get to God and say, I need a refilling of your Holy Ghost. We must do our first work again. Go back to our first love. We must stay connected with God. Going to church once a week is fine, but how many days do you read your word? How many days do you pray? How many days do you take time to worship and praise him without the praise team leading you somewhere? When have you led yourself in the presence of God? Because you need to have a personal connection with him. The true vine is just simply a connection. He said, once again, John 15, 1 through 7, it says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth not, that it may bring forth much fruit. We have to be purged. We have to get to God. We have to hear what he's saying. And that once again, he says, abide in me and I in you. Abide in him. Take time to get to know him. Once again, in your natural relationship, if you have ever been married or you are now married, like any type of relationship, you needed to spend time with him or with her to get to know who they were. But in today's society, I understand it's just a hookup. It's just a momentarily feeling for a momentarily gratification, but there is no substance in it. But only the substance comes when you get connected. Connected, when you take the time to get connected, get to know who they are, their real name, not their street name, Pookin' them, Hilolo them. They ask you, who are they? What's their name? You can't tell them their real name because all you know is the nickname or the street name. Do you know their government name? Do you know where they were born? Do you know their actual birth date? Do you know who their mother and father last name? Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas. Do you always, their father may be last name Thomas and their mama's last name may be Seabury. Do you know that about them? Do you know who they are? Do you know who Jesus Christ is? The Bible says we have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. We know who God is based off what the preacher say, but do we know God for ourselves? Hallelujah. Do we know God for ourselves? When the song I say, he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his home. The joy we share as I tarry there, none other has ever known. Have you taken the time to get to know who God is for you? Once again, type in the comment section, do it for the vine. Times you don't feel like doing it, it may be strange and weird to you, but I got to do it anyway. I got to fight past what I believe, because in this flesh dwells no good thing. Because it dwells no good thing, then we're less likely to do what we should do because it's easier not to do it. But once again, I want to get you to the point where you get past that, what I want, what I got to have. What did God say to you? What instruction did he give you? I know it may be strange. It may be weird. You may not be ready to do it. but it's imperative to your life. It's imperative to where God wants to take you that you do it anyway. Let me tell you how I learned this, that I don't always feel like preaching. I don't always feel like coming to church, Shannon. I don't always feel like coming to dealing with the church folks. But that is my, I promised God that I would do it anyway, Cynthia. I promised God that I would, that this title, that this task, that this assignment that I take on, that I would do it with the best that's in me. I know I don't always feel like, because my flesh is weak sometimes. I just feel like I'm disconnected sometimes or don't want to, just tired. But guess what? Anyway, because I know if I just be willing and obedient, I shall eat the good of the land. God is going to bless me for my obedience. God is going to show his favor on me in spite of. But I have to learn that when I feel disconnected, I got to switch the cord. I got to switch outlets. This outlet is got kind of weak. The power source is kind of shaky. So I got to unplug and plug it to another place so that I can receive the power that I need to push on. I got to unplug out of one place to plug in somewhere else. Why? Because over here, the connection has gotten weak. It may be, the wires may be old. They may be destroyed. They may be losing what's needed to connect to the power source. So I have to change my position. I have to change what my normality to do so that I can achieve the assignment that God has given me. I just came on here tonight to encourage you, to help push you out of a place of familiarity, push you out of a place that seems to be comfortable for you. It's not going to. The songwriter said, "Nobody told me that the road would be easy." But watch this. I do not believe he brought me this far to leave me. Tell somebody now. Right now, I have a problem. I'm struggling breathing. As I talk, I'm losing my breath. But I refuse to let the devil win. I refuse to let him overtake me so that I would not say what God has told me to say to encourage his people tonight. I had COVID-19, and I had no symptoms. I had no physical symptoms. But after the fact, here comes the devil trying to push the after effect on me. Dealing with bronchial issues. They got me on a nebulizer. They got me on an inhaler, Kimmy. And yet and still, I refuse to give in. I refuse to let the devil win in my life. Yes, he's trying to make me stop. He's trying to make me not push past. But he is a liar. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar, and by his stripes, I know I'm already healed. I'm not worrying about it. I'm not gonna fret about it, because I know for a fact that God is more than able to heal me, to deliver me, to bring me out. And I must stand on his word. Once again, his word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against. Once again, in the 7th verse of the 15th chapter of John, it says, if ye abide in me, Pastor Frank, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. I believe in God that whatever this bronchial issue is, that he is healing me as we speak. Hallelujah. That he's healing me as I'm talking, because I refuse to let the devil win in my life. I've been through too much. Hallelujah. I've dealt with so many things, and a lot of them were self-inflicted, not to let him win in my life. Tasha, we're praying for you and your family on the death of your money. Understand that God is more than able, and he's capable. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please him. If I can believe God for a car, if I can believe God for a raise on my job, I can believe him for my healing. I can believe him for my deliverance. I can believe him for you. Hallelujah. I can believe him for your situation. He has that talk. I know Grandma said he may not come when you want him, but when he comes, he's right on time. He's more than able. I know he is. I just came on here tonight to say, do it for the band. I know it says, the song says, do it for the vine, I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vine, I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vine, I got to do it. Hallelujah. Do it for the vine, I got to do it. Cannot come down. Why? Because he promised me some things. If I just push past my emotions, if I just push past my situation, because I believe God. Come on, type in the comment section, I believe God. I feel the Holy Ghost power. I believe God. I believe he is more than able to do exceedingly above I could ask or even think. He is more than able. I believe God. I believe he can do it.
I know that he can do it. He has never failed me yet. He ain't failed my mama. He ain't failed my daddy. He ain't failed my grandmother. He ain't failed the church mother. He has not failed me. So if he can do it for them, he can do it for me. He's the same God today and forevermore. He's the same God. I believe God. I believe him. I believe God. Somebody say, do it for the vine. Do it. God bless you. I love you, and I appreciate you. Yeah, give me some hearts and some thumbs if you enjoyed the word. I know I said I wasn't going to talk long. My body has been tired. I've been sleep on and off all day. I took off work today because I was just so exhausted. I took some time just to rest today. And I thank God that he gave me the strength to get on here to encourage the people of God to do it for the vine. I believe God. I believe he's more than able to give me what I need. I love you. I appreciate you. I know that God is going to do it right now. We're praying for your family. We're praying right now for your brother's grandson that just got shot. We know that God will heal him, that he's able to deliver him. We thank God for what he is doing. Once again, I believe God. I believe God. In spite of what they say, in spite of what they do, in spite of what the devil has shown me, I believe God. Let me encourage you to do this one thing. Apply the blood to the doorpost. Apply the blood to your heart. Apply the blood to your to your house, to your children, to your car, to your job, to every place you put your foot. Apply the blood to it. Back in Genesis, it talks about the different things that happened when it came to Pharaoh. So then the last thing that happened was they applied the blood to the doorpost. So death would pass over them. Not so much a physical death, but emotional, mental, spiritual. Yes, physical. The death of your finances, the death of your marriage, the death of your relationship with your children, with your grandchildren, with your husband and your divorce. Apply the blood to it that the blood will cover. Because the blood still has power. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. If you're not busy this Sunday at 2:30 p.m., come on, join us at the Fountain of Living Waters. Once again, this Sunday, if you're not busy, come and join us at the Fountain of Living Waters, 4344 West Madison, at the 2:30 p.m. hour. Once again, 4344 West Madison, 4344 West Madison. At 2:30 p.m. at the Fountain of Living Water Ministries, and we're going to have a great time. The first Sunday was off the chain. Lord Jesus, the power of God rained so heavy, it was ridiculous. And I'm looking for that same atmosphere to happen once again here the third Sunday of this month. God bless you. If you enjoyed it, please share it. If you enjoyed it, give me some hearts and some thumbs and say, go ahead, Pastor Troy, and pray for Pastor Troy. Pray for his body. Pray that God... Pray that God does the healing that is needed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we glorify you for what you said to us tonight. Thank you and we glorify you for what you're doing. We bind Satan right now. Satan the Lord rebuke you. Satan the Lord rebuke you. And the blood is against you right. The blood is against you right now. Take your hands off my lungs. Take your hands off my body. We ban every disease, every infirmity, not just man, anybody that's on here. Take your hands off the people of God. Take your hands off the people of God. Loose them and let them go right now by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed and that the healing is the children's bread. And Father, right now, we call down your healing power, your healing authority on the bodies of not just Pastor Troy, but of the people of God. That's on this Facebook Live, that's on Blog Talk Radio. We call down the authority of the power, the healing virtue of Jesus Christ to saturate their body from the crown of their head. Every infirmity, every disease, every diagnosis, every situation in their life, Father, right now, we apply your blood to it in Jesus' name. Satan, the same way you walk in, walk right out. You do a U-turn and you leave out the same way you walked in. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I believe that you would do it on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Not just for us, Father, that this test becomes our testimony to help somebody else come out of a situation that they believe is impossible. Father, we can do all things through you that gives us the strength. honor, and we thank you once again. Father, as we leave this place, whatever your presence. Father, I pray for every individual that's on here. Give them the strength that they needed. Those that have lost loved ones, Father, those that have situations going on in their life for their family, we pray right now. We pray your angelic host on their lives, on their family, their nephews, their nieces, their brothers, their sisters, their husbands, their wives. We pray that your angelic host and come about them and give them the peace, the healing, the restoration, the revelation that they need by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, thank God. Thank God, and amen. Do me a favor, if you're on Facebook here with me, go on your page. Y'all know how I do. Go on your page and say, do it for the vine, John 15, 1 through 7, and tag Pastor Troy. Once again, do it for the vine, John 15, 1 through 7, and tag Pastor Troy in it. Put Servant Troy Thomas. Once again, do it for the vine, John 15, 1 through 7. Attack Pastor Troy. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful week. May God shine upon you. May God give you the peace and the joy to go to do what you have to do for the rest of the week. And we give you praise and glory. And we thank God for you. God bless you. As I always say,
amen, amen, amen. Pastor, I thank you for that word on tonight. When I was praying for you earlier today, when I text you, God said to remind him that when he preached on tonight, there will be deliverance and healing. Yes, I told him to release that word that I put in him. I know I heard God when I was praying for you today. And I thank you for releasing what God put down in you, because I know it blessed me and I know it blessed somebody else. Because when you do what God tells you to do, his word is truly a healing source of power. His word is truly just that, his word. We're going to believe God. We're going to get back in place where we believe God, and we're going to stay in place where we believe God. The lines of the ministry is open, so for all of you that want to speak into the man's life on tonight and give encourage him, please do so now. The lines are open.
This is Cecilia. I just wanted to say I want to speak to Pastor Troy's lungs, alveoli, bronchioles, capillaries. Expand. Expand. Inhale. Exhale. Proper O2 and CO2 exchange. We know the tactics of the enemy, and we also know what God has already said. He is healed. He is whole. Breathe with ease. Breathe just like Jesus. Breathe just like God. When God said that it's good, and he breathed into the nostrils of man, I ask you, Father God, to breathe in his lungs. Give him the wisdom to rest. Give him the wisdom even to wear his mask. Give him the wisdom to do all of the things he needs to do to stay whole, to stay blessed, because we know that he is called by you, God, and we know that the yoke-destroying anointing that's on his life does not want him to breathe with ease. But I speak to the lungs of prophet, of servant, of this man of God, that his lungs will obey, and he will take the treatments and everything that God has given the doctors to give him, and that he will be okay. In Jesus' name, and just like you've already taught us on tonight, stay connected to the vine.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle-elect, for the prayer. Thank you for the encouragement, and thank you for speaking into the life of the man of God. Is there anyone else who would like to pray for or speak into the man of God's life on tonight? Well, Pastor, like I said, I thank God that he gave you the strength to just speak into the lives of those that was on Facebook as well as those of us that are on Blog Talk. I'm so grateful for what God is doing. I'm so grateful for the breakthroughs. I'm so grateful for it. Even no matter how we feel, we say, God, we are still about your business. We still are doing what you told us to do. And I just thank God for the obedience of your spirit. I thank God for you doing what he said. And if you have anything else you would like to bless us with on tonight, please do so at this time. I'll remind everyone about your service on this Sunday. And if there's anything else you would like to remind us about, please tell us.
God bless you. Just continue to pray for Pastor Troy and pray for your, and pray for the healing power. You know, this COVID is something else. When you think you're passing and everything is doing better, and then here comes behind it. And I was like, okay, you're trying to pull one on me. But I thank God that I ain't giving it to him. I don't care what's going on with him, but I thank God that he's doing a great thing in our lives. Thank you, Apostle Lake, for that prayer. I thank God for you. For you guys, I love you guys so very much, and just continue. I say what I need to say as far as our service time. Come be a part and watch God bless you.
Amen. Okay, we want to thank everybody again for tuning in on tonight, whether it was Facebook and Blog Talk, or just by Blog Talk and Facebook alone. We want to thank you for being faithful to our ministry. We want to tell you that the year of 2021 is going to be a year that God is going to do even the more for us in this ministry and for those that continue to be a part of this ministry. Please share the ministry that you listen to. Please go back and listen to this in the archives. We want you all to know that we are here every Monday night of every month. Every Monday we have a different speaker. Tonight was Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, where he told us to do it for the vine. We're here next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and our speaker will be Minister Margot McCaw. This will be the third Monday of the month. She will be our speaker, so please watch our postings to see what's going on with that. Please join us also on Fridays. We're here every Friday from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be the third Friday, so this is my Friday, and I'm going to be checking back and forth through the week to see if Pastor Troy Thomas will still be able to do Friday with me, because we're going to be doing part two of forgiveness and unforgiveness. That will be on Friday, the third Friday of this month. We're also here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Cecilia, yes, Lord Cecilia Kaiser, and with Minister Sheila Kaiser and with Minister Brandon Kaiser. That will be our Sunday morning program. All of this is brought to you by Smile3E, Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, and we just want to tell you all, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Please support, pray, and constantly call out each and every one of the ministers' names and pastors, prophets, doctors, apostles, everyone that's attached to missionaries, everyone that's attached to this ministry. Please call out their names and keep their family in your prayers, because we know where the enemy tries to come in. So we just want to say, we love you all. Thank you all. I'm going to see if the pastor want to pray for us again, or he would just want to say good night. But after the pastor speak, you all, this will be our last voice you will hear tonight, because our foundational scripture that you can go to bed with on tonight is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Pastor, can you close us out?
Thank you so very much once again. I'm so grateful and honored that we're able to share the word of God, even through what's going on. God is great, and he is wonderful. And I pray for your strength, Apostle-elect. I pray for your strength, all Minister Kaiser, and I pray that God continue to bless what he's what you guys are doing, your endeavor, your faithfulness, your determination, and that God would bring a bigger audience to what's going on, because the word of God needs to get out. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, as we lay, give us the word that we need. give us the peace that we need, that we're able to be what is needed in this time and this space. We bind every demon and devil that tries to bring distraction, that tries to bring anything that will cause it to disturb our peace of mind and our joy in this season. Father, we thank you that you brought us over. You didn't bring us over just to let us down. Father, you brought us over to take us up to a better place of elevation and promotion in you, naturally and physically and spiritually so. And we thank you and we praise you and give your name the glory. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen. I love you guys.
Amen. Love you more. Good night.
Good night.